Okay, today's an iron test. We're on iron test, and we'll start from the third line from the top. It's a new sugya. Today's shiur is sponsored by Michal and Manny Aharon, Yilan Nishmas, Matisil, Menachem, Ben Yaakov. Okay, Shalom Zev and Leah. Okay, so, the third line. Here we go. We had a machlokas between Hananya and the Chachamim, whether Oso V'yazbino applies by a male. Is also V'yazbino applied by a father, only by a mother? If the child doesn't make a difference, if the child thinks it's a boy, I don't think it makes a difference. What about the mother? No. Oh, I saw that. So yesterday we asked, I have an animal over here in New York. The slaughterhouse in upstate New York. How do I know? Now, stop admitting. How do I know? Maybe in Virginia, there's another animal the same day they're going to slaughter the mother in the door. How do I stop that? So Michael sent an email to one of the guys at the OU, and he wrote back, all the animals are here. Now, generally, they slaughter all animals the same age at the same time. So it's very unlikely. Is it impossible? I can't say it's not going to happen. It couldn't happen. But very unlikely. Today's day and age, now when you had a farmer with a farm, and he had a bunch of animals, it was much more of an issue. They tried to keep track. They keep track of they go by age. So the mother's older than the baby, it's probably not going to happen on the same day. Okay, very good. No, excellent. Now, they had a machloket. Does it apply by the father or by the mother? Oh, everyone holds it apply by the mother. The question is, does it also apply by the father? So, Amar of Huna, so Chanani said, yes, it applies by the father also. He learned it out of Sukkim. The Chacham held only the mother. Amar of Huna, Bar Chia, Amar Shmuel, Hilchasa ki Chananya. We paskin like Chananya. Now what? It goes at both. The other Shmuel that I make, and Shmuel is very consistent. This Nan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Hanoldim min hasus. If an animal is born from a horse, right? That means the mother is a horse. Afal pi shavim chamor. Even though the father's a donkey, mutarim zebezeh, the animals are allowed to mate each other. Look at Rashi, second line on top over there. That's why I was doing this over again, because it's not easy. Pered, a pered is a mule. Zachar, it's a male. Ben sus, nekeva. It's the son of a female horse. Okay? That baby, that mule, the son of a female horse, is allowed to mate in preda with a female mule. Such a thing as a female mule? Aren't mules only male? So, whatever, we're calling it a mule. It's a parrot. It's the offspring, the female offspring, where the mother is a horse. Nekeva, basos nekeva. The mother was also a horse. In other words, the father, I don't care what the father is. Right? Says Rashi, now, the father of the male, the Gemara said, was a donkey. Right? Are sterile. They're only males also. Maybe they're not sterile, just males. Anyway, below Amrinon, we don't say, I'm reading in Rashi, Asi Tzad Sus, that the it's half a horse. Umishtamesh Pitzad Chamor, and it gets mixed up with itself. Half bit's a donkey. Right? Half bit's a horse, half bit's a donkey. Right? Shetad sus v'chamar yesh b'nehem. It's both. This baby is the result of a horse and a donkey. Now, what about its wife? Also a horse and a donkey. So we don't say there's a client problem. We don't say that. Laha lo chayshinan mimanafsha. Either way, it's not a problem. E chayshinan l'zera of. If we're choshesh for the zerah of shneim shavim, they're both the same. Why? Shemishneim yish tzad sus v'chamar. They both have that. Both the chassid and the kala here are both the offspring of a gan horse. Both the exact same, right? Because exactly why it's not kliyah. What? No, it's not kliyah. It's not a problem of kliyah. Not a problem. What? The original mule's clay. You have a horse and a donkey. Give birth to a male. Another horse and a donkey give birth to a female. Because that could be they were. But you didn't do that. You didn't do the clay. You didn't do it. The guy did it. The guy took a mule and a horse and a donkey, mated them together. What did it produce? It produced a boy. It gave him to the present. They then took another mule and a horse and a donkey, mated them, got a girl, gave it to you as a present. Now, can you make a shidduch between this male and the female? The answer is Rashi is 100% you can. Miman of shach. If you choshesh v'zer ha'av, they have the same father and the same mother. No. But I don't know if that's usher. Exactly. Moshe has a tshuva about that. On tangerine. You make a bracha on a tangerine, you make a shechiyano on a fruit of clay. You're allowed to eat it, as long as you didn't, you're allowed to eat grapefruits, as long as you didn't plant it. You're allowed to eat it, so you have the donkey here, you have the animal here, you have the male and the female. The question is not the, yes, it's a result of a clay, it's irrelevant. The question, can you make them yourself? Is mating them now clay? Second generation? The answer is no. Why? If you choshesh for the zarev of, they both have the same father, the same mother. And the e ain choshesh, hari kulam and asos. If you don't care, if you ignore the fathers, they're both horses. Why? Both their mothers were a horse. So either way, it's not a problem. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Abel. Hanol de minachamor. Im hanol de minasus. Asurin. The other way around, it's Asur. Why? Look at Rashi. Abel. Praidim hanol de minasus nekeva. If the mother of one animal is a horse, who asurim and pray to manotim and a chamor nekeva, you can't mate the son of a horse with the daughter of a donkey, or the daughter of a horse with the son of a donkey. You can't do that. Why not? The shema ain choshesh and lazer ha'av. Maybe we're not choshesh for zer. If we're choshesh for zer ha'av, then what do we say? One father and a mother is the same, and a father and a mother is the same. The fact that it's the actual father or mother is irrelevant. But wait a minute, what if you're not choshesh for zera ha'av? All you care about is the mother. One's a horse and one's a donkey. Right? The shema in choshesh zera ha'av, I cool the chamor. This one's a donkey, this one's a horse. You can't mate them. You understand? That answers your question. That answers your question. Right? Now, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Lord Yehuda's story. He's not choshesh v'zera ha'av. Therefore, they have a problem here. If they have different mothers, you can't make the babies. Why? Again, because we're not choshesh v'zera ha'av. And if we're not choshesh v'zera ha'av, these are two different species. One's a donkey, one's a horse. Abba chachamim omrim. So chachamim say, no, come in, go one species. Why? Because they're always choshesh v'zera ha'av. Therefore, never klayim. See, here, being choshesh v'zera'av is a kula. Right? It turns into a kula. By osav espino, it's a chumra. Less animals, you can check the same day. Here, it's a kula. Now, man chacham, who are the chachamim? Chananya, it's Chananya. Who the amar choshesh v'zera'av? V'hai bar susa v'chamra, v'hai bar susa v'chamra, kula chad mina nina. It was all one. The offspring of a donkey and a horse, the other one's the offspring of a donkey and a horse, there is no klayim, it's all okay. Look at the second Tosfos. Tosfos asks a brilliant question. Ready? So what did we just say? I have a horse and a donkey, has a baby, another horse and a donkey has a baby, you can mate them. Why? In choshesh v'zera'av. I'm sorry, we are choshesh v'zera'av, therefore, each child is the exact same species as the other one. They're both the same. Says Tosfos, Lo dami l'chasi eved l'chasi ben choret. This can't be compared to a case of chasi eved chasi ben choret. It's not the same thing. What's a chasi eved chasi ben choret? Two partners own an eved, one frees him. So what does the Gemara say in many places in Shas? This person has no one to marry. Why not? Ta'aser b'chetzi shivcha b'chetzi bat choret. She can't marry a shivcha, he can't marry a choret. You know no one can marry. Why? Mishum da'asi tzad abdus u'mishtarmesh b'tzad cheras. Why? Because he's both. So why can't he marry someone who's also both? going to marry a girl who's both. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. So why not? So Tosfos says, it's not the same thing. Why not? The Hacha, because over here, Klayim Asa Rachmana. Dafka Tre Mine. Has to be Dafka Tu Minim. And here, it's simply not Tu Minim. Why not? Because it's one min. V'chol Predus Havor Misus V'chamor Min Echadu. It's one min. It's one min. Did Tosfos really answer the question? He didn't really answer the question. Right? He didn't. He said, why can't a chatev chatev bechor marry a girl with a chatev chatev bechor? No, because Klayim is really two minim. Here it's only one min. Good. It's an excellent answer. So why can't a guy with a chatev chatev bechor marry a girl with a chatev chatev bechor? Why not? Huh? It's not a Klayim issue over there. Over there, it's an Eved. It's an Eved free person issue. Right. Okay. Right, interesting. Oh, so the owner Yonzer says what you're saying. The owner Yonzer says, because when the animal's born this way, this is how it's born. It's born as one min. The female is born as one min. Therefore, there's no client. Here, this person was born, wasn't born half and half. It's impossible. It happened later. Technically it's possible, which unlike it was born regular person. It was either born a complete Eved or it was born a complete free person. Then he got sold into slavery, the master freed half of it, crazy thing happened. So exactly, status could change. That's why it's different. By the animals, born this way, this way it is forever. Born this way, that's the way it is. By a human being, you don't, if all those other factors coming into play, not the same thing at all. That's what they were told with men. Right, so that's very unusual. What, he freed him before the baby was born? It's a davar shelo, there's a lot of shilas over there. That's not a normal case. The normal case is two people buy an Evet, and then one frees him. Wasn't born that way. It happened afterwards. Right? Happened afterwards, not the same thing at all. The animal has to be born that way. Can an animal kid change afterwards? Okay. It's like a brilliant question, it's a brilliant answer. Okay. Very interesting kasha over here. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that misafek, how does also its pinot work? Misafek b'choshesh v'zera ha'av. You hear that? B'choshesh, misafek, you're not allowed to shech the father the same day also. Min haTorah, it's really only the mother. But we have a safek, do we pass by Chananya or not? So the Shulchan Aruch right, b'chumra, you have to hold like the Michumra, we're not going to do it. It's a suffix. Suffix the right to Michumra. So Misafik, we're not going to shecht the father on the same day. What about, listen to this kasha, what about shechting the father during Bein HaShemashos? Says the crazy, it's a sex faker. Number one, is the father even included in the din? And even if he is included in the din, Suffik Yov, Suffik Laila. Could be the next day already. You hear this? So therefore, it's a svek tveka, and svek tveka is always mutter. Right? Comes along the shach. Wait a minute. Not the shach, I'm sorry. Zichron Yitzchak comes along and says, wait a minute. We have a rule that a davar sheyesh lo matirin, even a svek tveka is not mutter. So what do you mean you're going to shach by being a shmarsha because it's a svek tveka? Wait 44 minutes, and it's not going to be something anymore. It's Barbade Laila. Right? So we have a rule that if it's a Svek Sveka, but if it's a Dover Shiashal, it'll be Mutter soon. Don't tell me all these Svekas about it's during Shalash Shuddha time, it's Banish Mashas now. We never do that. I don't care how many Svekas you have. Why? Because in another 45 minutes, Shabbat's going to be over. In another few minutes, the Banish Mashas is over. It's Barbade Laila, now there's no more Suffolk. Right? So it's a Svek Sveka, true, but it's a Dover Shiashal, Suffolk's going to go away. So he's going to go away. We don't say this rule. Therefore, you can't check the father banish mushroom. Says the shot. No. That rule about sex, fake, a dove, sheesh, lamatirin, that's only true by a double suffake where, for example, he calls it a suffake by shtei tarubas. In other words, something fell into one pot. You're not sure. Tachomet was a nachom. I don't remember. I suffik. Kenita suffik. And that charuv is falling to another thing. I don't remember. Is it b'shishim? Is it not? Is it yet? All these sveikim. So the answer is, well, in Pesach it's over. Go ahead and eat it. Right now you can't. Right, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It'll become mutter eventually. Then we say, it's two tarovet. Then we say that you have to wait. Here, not two tarovet. Not tarovet at all. It's two complete, he says over here in the bottom, he quotes from the Yad Avram, I don't know who these people are, that, heavy duty tarovet, yoredeya, you know, fundamentals. Sveika, davar sheyesh lo matirin. So he says that it's not really a sveika here, right? By the case of the meat of this chametz, it's not really a sveika. It's really one suffix. Happens to be it fell twice. The suffix is, it a chametz or not? It fell into one pot, then it fell into a bigger pot. It's really one suffix. Then the rule is, you have to wait. Here, two sveika. Number one is the father counts, so they included. And number two is the banished mashas. So the shach holds, everybody would agree that you could check the father. No, it's never going to happen. Everybody would agree you could check the father during banished mashas. Why? Genuine, bona fide sex faker. You can wait. You don't have to wait. Just some good principles about. Okay, very good. Next. Now, Iboyelahu. Me Pashat Leila Rabbi Yehuda the Ein Choshish Lezer Ha'av. Was Rabbi Yehuda certain that we're not Choshish Lezer Ha'av? Or Dilma Spooky from Safkalit? Maybe he had a suffix about it. Not that he loved his Zadai, but he was a suffix. He wasn't sure. Lamayin Afkamina. What's the difference? The difference is. Lemishra pre imha'im. Can you mate the baby with the mother? Not to mate them, not an incestuous thing. What it means is like this. For example, the baby, the mother is a horse. The mother is a horse, and the father is a donkey. What's this animal called? We'll call it a pered. The mother's a horse. The father's a donkey. Can this now go mate with a horse? A full-fledged horse? Depends. If you're choshesh v'zera of, the answer is no. Why? Because this parrot is a union of a horse and a donkey. But if you ignore the father, then all you have is a horse. The horse and a horse. Right? If he was certain that we're not choshesh, then priyim aim shari. Then the baby with a horse is perfectly acceptable. Why? Because he was zadai about it, no shail in his mind, and therefore it's considered, it's not a donkey at all, it's a full-fledged horse, you can mate with a horse. Eli yamrit spooky misafkalei, but if he wasn't sure about it, then priyim aim aser. It's aser. Why is it aser? Maybe it's chashash the donkey here. I don't need to get that. Correct. So there's a halachic principle called ein choshish l'ra'av or chuk. He said I'm not choshish. That question is biology. It's halachic reality. Exactly. We're not questioning the biology. We're not questioning the chemistry. We're not questioning how it got conceived. None of that. Halacha question is, because by the mother, you know it's the mother. We said this yesterday. By the father, we don't know. We only have a robe. And we're human beings, right? Robe is the father, it's the real father. Most women are faithful. So we don't know who the father is. We weren't there. Now, we said, what do you mean? The only animal that I ever brought into the pen was this donkey. 2 months later, it's pregnant. I understand that. I'm not arguing with that. Neither would Rabbi Yehuda argue with that. It's not blind to the fact. He just says the halacha dictates the following. Now, the question is that realistic or is it just something? So, it depends. If it's realistic, then you're right. We ignore the chamor here altogether. It doesn't really make so much sense. Not the first time that halacha says this is halacha. It doesn't bother me. Is that true? Yeah. The Mai, what's the din? Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol ha-noldim in asut, anything born from a horse, afal pi shavi in chamor, even if the father is a chamor, Mutar in Zebizet, all mutter. The Hechidami, what's the case? Ilem a doavu a dahai chamar, fuhu a dahai chamar, tzichol neymar. If they're both donkeys, if the fathers are both donkeys, it's obvious. Everyone holds that. Everyone holds that's okay. Why? Because the two offspring have the same father and same mother. That can't be the case. Elalav, it must be davu a dahai tus, davu a dahai chamar. One father was a donkey, one father was a horse. The katani mutar zevazet, and we said they're all mutter. Alma, what do you see? Mifshab shitale. He didn't have a suffix. He was certain about it. There is no chashash with Zera Ha'av. Nothing. Therefore, all we care about is the mother. So if one child, both his parents are a horse, and the other child, one's a horse, one's a donkey, the mother's a horse, I don't care if the father's a donkey. It's not going to be client. Why? All we care about is the mother. Says the Gemara, lo, we're not talking about a case where one father was a horse and one father was a donkey. La'olam. Davu dahai chamar, davu dahai chamar. Really, they're both donkeys. What's the chiddush in that? That a donkey horse child can mate a donkey horse child? Is that obvious? So it's not rough to that. It's obvious. Nothing wrong with that. You say, but man of shach. Right? I become I to tzricha lemeimar. I ask you, what's the chiddush in that? No. Ma the tema, I would have said, osi tzad tzus, umishtamish petzad chamar. Besad chamor, mishtamish besad chul, besad zot. Kamashmo, you don't say that. I would have thought that the genes inside get jumbled, right? And therefore, what comes out is really a mixture. And then the same thing happens to the other child. No, that we don't say. Okay? Next. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, pray, listen to this. Preda Shatava, a Preda, a female one of these, Shatava, is interested in mating. Wants to get married. Right? Wants to get married, this Preda. Shatava, it's interested in getting married. The Ema Arvin Alel, lo sus, lo chamar. You can't mate it with a sus. You can't mate it with a chamar. Elamina, only its own men. Now why not? The Ema Shitale. Right? If we certain that we're not choshish v'zera ha'av, then l'rav alei minei d'inei. Why can't it make whatever its mother was? Right? Why do you have to do its own min? Make whatever its mother is. The answer is, l'rav yedinei minei d'inei ma'inei. We don't know what the mother was. We don't know. I bought this in the market. I have no idea. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'elamina k'tani. But it says, it's only with its own elamina. So what does that mean? Hachika amar. Ein ma'arvin aleha lo min atos lo min achamar. Can't do either one. We don't know what its parents were. So therefore, what are we stuck with? Who can this animal marry? Only someone the same thing as the animal. Not a horse, not a mother. Why? We don't know. So Gemara says, believe those bisimonim. So why don't you check? How do you check? Says Abaya. And Abaya wasn't just a Talmud Chacham. He was also a veterinarian. Amar Abaya. Ave kale bar chamra. That is a deep voice. You know, it's the son of a donkey. Tanif Kale, it's a different kind of boy. Barsusya, it's the son of a horse. Omer Papa. Papa also was a veterinarian. Rav Ravon Udne, that has big ears. Mizutra Ginupse, and a small tail. Barhamra, you know, it's the son of a donkey. Zutra and Udne, it's the other way around. Small ears. Rabba Ginupse, and a big tail. Barsusya, it's the son of a horse. The Gemara says, you don't know. Hachamai skin and bilam spigi demet. No, it doesn't. Gidemet, it doesn't mean a lane. It means it doesn't have a tail. It doesn't have a tail, it doesn't have ears. It doesn't talk, it doesn't have anything, you can't tell. And what if you could tell? What if you could tell? Then you would be Mabari the Suffolk and he would allow it. If you know the mother is a horse, you can marry a horse. Why? Because he didn't have a child about that. There's no father here at all. May have you Allah, what's the bottom line? Tashma Damar Abuna Breda Vishua. Hakal Maldim, everyone agreed, a pre in the aim sha'asr. That the pre im ha'aim is asr. Why is it asr? Shmamina. Spooky im itapli shmamina. Why is it asr? Because he had a suffix. He had a suffix. Right? Maybe the father is talking over here. Therefore it's asr. Why? Because the suffix is right. The suffix is right. So look over. It's a clownish. Good? Amalei Ravava l'shame. Ravava said to his servant, Ki ma'iyus le kud naisa perisbach. When you're preparing the animals for me, for the wagon, you're going to pull the animals driving the wagon, ayin lahanach to daven lahadadi. Make sure the animals look alike. The ayali, and then I'll go on. Why? Because you're not allowed to have two animals that are klayim in the same wagon. Right? They can't even drive the same wagon. I don't want a klayim issue. I don't want it to be over in Avera. So make sure they're the same in. Alma, what do you see? Kasavar ain choshin zera ha'al. He's not choshesh. Why is he not choshesh? Why is he not choshesh? Because if he was choshesh, he wouldn't care. Why? Because there's no issue. Right? Again, the only time, again, being choshesh for zera of turns into a kula. Turns into a kula. If I was choshesh for zera of, I wouldn't care that there's a mixture here. Why? Because there's no client. Why? It's all the same. Right? And the simanim doraita. And simanim are doraita. In other words, you can check. Right? So it says who is this? Rapapa? Whoever this was. Not Rapapa. Rav'ava. Rav'ava can check. So he'll check the ears. He'll check the tail. He'll check the voice. And then he'll know if they share the same parents. If they share the same parents, it's not a client issue. Why? Because simanim are doraita. So Rashi says something wild. Look at Rashi says. Midisamech asimanim. Since we're going to rely on these simanim, that Abaye and Papa had these simanim, but those simanim really are right. Since we're going to rely on them, Bishari, Isura Alaihu, we're going to remark to this Isra, it's not an Isra. Shmamina, Hadis Amchina Simanim, the Chazarat Aveda, so too when you're returning in Aveda. Kidamrinan, Be'el Matthias, like we're saying in El Matthias, Daraisahu, they're also Daraisa. I lost my wallet. Well, please give me a simon. Right? It's also Daraisa. The Irabanan, if it would be a dinder rabbanon, nihi the avi rabbanon takanta b'mamona. True. When it comes to money, the rabbanon can make up any rule they want. So you find a lost object, and I say, oh, look at this, I found a watch. Really, I lost a watch. I'll give you a simon. You'll give it back? No, absolutely not. Who said in the Torah, where did it say in the Torah, I have to give you back if you give me a simon? It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere, but simonim. The answer is, the chacham can make up any rule they want. And the chacham can make up a rule, if you give me a simon, I get it back. Right? However, says Rashi, Ella bivi yisur mi matzim mitakanti. We could rule like that by yisurim. Torah says klayim to klayim. Come blow the chum. Well, if it's the simanim, we're going to undo the klayim. How says Rashi? How can they do that? I don't know. They can do whatever they want. How can they do that? Ella shmamina midaraisa hi. The din daraisa b'hasam the elam mitzias b'vayelam simen daraisa odrabanan. And elam mitzias we ask this question, and we don't have an answer for it. Says Rashi, here's the answer. That's where I'm fine. What on earth is Rashi talking about? These simanim are in nature, they're inherent in nature. Right? It could be, I saw you wearing the watch, and I noticed there's a little bit of a scratch on the bottom of the face of it. I got a simon right there. I could see it beforehand. Simanim on Kim. There's no proof from here. By Avedas. These simanim, the whole simanim are not foolproof. We know they're not foolproof. You can get around anything. All right. There's nothing else to rely on, so the Chacham will make the simanim. The guy can get this thing. All right, you have to be careful, be clear, check it out. How could you compare that to this? Here, these simanim are in nature. There's no way the animal could fake it. He can't fake to be what he is, right? He can't fake it. When it comes to other simanim, we know stories. Everyone has these stories. Simanim is all fake. It's all not. It's all baloney. But they contrived it. That's Ramban. What's Rashi talking about? They're the same thing, said Rashi. Not at all. Okay. That's what Rashi says. That's Ramban. I don't know what Rashi's talking about. Right, it's because the same word simon. Exactly, right? Same word simon. Right? So what Rashi's saying is, the halacha says one thing, but with simonim, we're going to change the halacha. Right? So the Gemara says, the Torah says, such a thing as klayim. That comes along simonim. Well, that's not fair for klayim. That's not fair. Right, so when it comes to, so if the Doraisa, that makes perfect sense. It's built into the Torah. The Torah said klayim. Torah tells you, by the way, if the ears are shaped like this, it's not klayim. Right? How could you compare that to simanim? Rashi goes ahead and does it. Right? We nail the Matthias, we asked that Kashim, didn't answer it. Says Rashi, here's the answer. Panarabana. Oso v'yespino, knowing b'klayim u b'koy. Oso v'yespino, okay. Oso v'yespino is knowing in klayim. Just because it's klayim, doesn't mean I can do another problem now of also be Espino. Absolutely not. Also, it applies by a koi. What's a koi? Tomorrow's doctor is all about a koi. Today we're just going to mention it without defining it. It's some kind of mixture of Safek Chaya, Safek Behema. Some say it's about the Behema. Some say it's about the Chaya. Whatever it is. The bottom line is, there's no also B'Yespino by Chaya. But by Koyz there is. So, that Tanakhama says it applies by a Koyz, no question about it. Says Rabbi Eliezer, not so fast. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Klayin Abom in the Ezim in a Rachel, Osu B'Yespino Nozbo. I agree with you about Klayin. Klayim from a goat and a sheep, that kind of klayim, I agree with you. However, koi ain't osu v'yespino noigbo. There is no osu v'yespino by a koi. Okay? So they argue about that. Amr of Chista, Ezu koi shnech l'kubo rebe loza v'chachamim. What kind of koi are they arguing about? Says of Chista, Zeh haba min ha-tayish, min ha-tadiyya. Where tayish is a goat, the male is a goat, and the female is a deer. A goat and a deer mate, they produce a cub. Who's the father? The goat. Who's the mother? The deer. They produce an animal. That animal is not a problem of Osov Yespino, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Hey Chidami. What's the case? Wait a minute. What's the case? Elem abitayesh habo ala tzviya. If we're talking about a case where the father is a goat and the mother is a deer, the Yolda, and they have a baby. This baby is called a koi. The kashachet le ulebra, and you shech the mother and the baby. Amr of Chitta, hakol modim behit tzviya ubna. The hakol modim behit tzviya ubna tayish shapater. But wait a minute, you're potter in that case. Why? Se ubno amar rachmana. It only says a se and a bno. Below tzvi ubno. So if the mother is a deer, there is no osu v'yespino iser. That can't be the case. Okay? Ella, you're right, the other way around. The deer now is the father. Ella tzvi habal tiyasha. The deer is the father. The goat is a mother. The yolda. And they give birth to a koi. The kashachet le ulebra. And what does the person check on the same day? The mother, the goat. And the baby, the koi. The Amr of Chitta, the Amr of Chitta said, I call Modim, everyone agrees, Tahi Tiyasha Ubna, with a goat and the goat's baby, but Tzvi, and the baby is a deer, let's call it a deer, what? Park deer, Shechaya, Yechaya, why Yechaya? Seh Amr Rachmana, because the Torah says a Seh, a goat's included in the Seh, and the baby, Bno, called it who? A Bno, I don't care what the child is. It makes no difference to me. The question is this old news? What kind of big chiddush, fancy chiddush is that? It's old news. The Gemara says, you're right. La'olam, v'tayish, halba, ala tzviya. Really, we're going to change it now. The mother is a deer. Aye, be'ol the bas. They have a daughter. Now, who's this daughter? This daughter is a koi. Why is the daughter a koi? Because its mother is a deer and its father is a goat. Ubas, be'ol the ben. Now that second generation has a son, right? The kashachet le la ulebra. Yeshech, generation number two and generation number three. That's the chiddush. Okay? Yeshech the koi, whose mother was a deer, father was a goat, and they had that woman, that animal had a baby. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan Hol, Choshin Lazera Ha'ab. So the Choshesh Lazera, who's the father here? The Seh, Afilu Mitzah Seh. So the Seh, even Mitzah Seh. So this Bas is really a little bit of a behemoth inside. Partial behemoth, Yidei Chayim. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Ein Choshin Lazera Ha'ab. We're not Choshesh Lazera Ha'ab at all. The Seh, Afilu Mitzah Seh, Lo Amrinon. No, we don't say that, Din. Huh? Similar. So the Gemara rephrases it as, Seh, Ba'filu Mitzah Seh, Lo Amrinon. We don't say that rule. Therefore, it's considered a complete deer, and there's no Otsav Yespino. The Gemara asks, this is the same machlokas that we had already earlier in Amud Aleph, which is, Are we choshev the zera of the ob or not? Same machloket. That's all they're arguing about. The Gemara says, no, if ligi bahi, if that's what they're arguing about, I mean, I would have thought, baha, afilu, mode rabbanon, deseh, familu, mitaseh, lo amrinim. I would have said, nobody would agree to that here. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. That the Chachamim argue on this, and they hold that the Isha of Oso Espino is no Hague by a Koi. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. But it's non Koi ain't Shochtin Oso Beyonce. Now the Shech the Koi and Yonce. Why not? Because to Safek, whether or not it's a Chaya, if it's a Chaya, it requires Kisi Adam. Kisi Adam requires dirt. You're getting into Muksa problems and moving it around. So don't do it. Vim Shochtu, and if you did Shecht it, Ein Mechazin et Domo. Don't do Kisei Adam. Why? Because we don't know what to do. So B'maya Skina, wait a minute, what's the case? Elan B'tayi Shabal Tzviya, if the goat's the father, and the deer is the mother, Fiyal the Ben, and it had a son, Lirabanan, so quick, Lirabanan, Koy to the Rabanan, I'm sorry, I read it wrong. The goat is the father, and the deer is the mother, the older, there's a child here, so bein l'rabbanan, bein l'rabbelezer, lichshod v'lachaseh. According to everybody, you can do kisei adam over here. Why? Tzvi, it's a tzvi, v'afilu mitzvah tzvi. You have a partial tzvi. Ella, but it's the other way around. But tzvi ha'ba'al t'yasha. The father's a tzvi, and the mother is a goat. The older, and there's a baby born. Ela rabbanan, lishchot v'lachaseh. According to the Rabbanan, you should do kisei adam. Why? Because the father is a chaya, and b'choshesh k'zera ha'av, therefore, maybe it's a chaya. V'ilur b'lazar, but if it's going to b'lazar, lishchot v'lachaseh. You shouldn't do kisei at all. Why? Ein choshesh k'zera ha'av, right? Therefore, it shouldn't require kisei adam. What do you see from here? That we're not talking about the koi that comes from a tzvi and a tiyasha. We're not talking about that such a koi. So Gemara says, no. Lola, mitzvi abal tiyasha. Really, we're talking about a tzvi that had relations with a tiyasha. Rabbanan shvukim mitzavkulahu. The Rabbanan had a suffix. E choshin l'zera ha'av. O in choshin. Are we choshin or not? Umid l'rabbanan mitzavkulahu. Since the Rabbanan have a suffix about it, l'rabbalazar pshitaleh. The Rebbe Lazar, it's obvious that what? That we're not choshish. But the Tanya, there's another din. This is called, it's roa, l'chayim, v'akeva. These three parts of an animal, of a chulin animal, has to be given to a kohen. Doesn't apply by a chayim. No again, b'koi. It applies by a koi. U'b'klayim, and by klayim too. Rebbe Lazar, omer, no, klayim, yeah. Klayim, b'abenez, menerachal, klayim, matano. That's called matano. Men akoi, potim, matano. So Maya Skina, what kind of koi are we talking about? Same Gemara. Ele and Batayi Shabal Tzviya, the Yalda, if the father was a goat and the mother was a deer, the Bishlam, the Lord Belazar, the Potter, the blood says you Potter in Matanos, why? Ksavar Seh, Vafil Mitzel, Lo Amrina. We don't say that, it's partial Seh. What is it? It's no Seh, it's all Chaya. El Rabbanon, wait a minute, according to Rabbanon, they hold the spin of half, right? So Bishlam apal the lo yavla. Half the matanos you don't have to give. Why don't you have to give them? Because half is a chayv. So half you don't have to give. Why? It's a chayv. What about the other half? Idach talda lamely. I see raya the chosh of their over shakel. Prove to me that you're entitled to it. I'll gladly give it to you. You're never going to prove that, right? Ella, that can't be. Ella, but see haba al tiyasha b'yolda. Rather, the other way around. The father now is the deer, and the mother is the goat. So bishlam al rabbanon. Rabbanon makes sense. My chayev. What does it mean when they say the chayev? The chatzim matano. Only half. Only entitled to half. Why? Half is the chayev. Ella rabbi lazar the chayev b'kula matano. You be chayev in all of it. The Gemara says, you're right. La'olam b'tzvi haba al tiyasha. Really, the father now is the deer. B'yolda. Rabbi Lazar, now it's spooky. Metaphorically, the choshes thereof, although he's a suffix. So suffix is a suffix. Now, let's finish up. The kibun, the rabbanon, metaphorically, the Rabbi Lazar, metaphorically. So the rabbanon have a suffix, and Rabbi Eliezer also has a suffix. So my plea, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? The answer is, just how to learn how to read Torah. B'seh, b'afilu metzaseh. Rabbanan savri seh, b'afilu metzaseh. Rabbalazar savar seh, v'lo metzaseh. Okay? Good? What? Exactly. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow on right here on Pei Amud Aleph.